Worried about letting someone else pick out the perfect avocado for your perfect impress them on the third date guacamole? Well, good thing Instacart shoppers are as picky as you are. They find ripe avocados like it's their guac on the line. They are milk expiration date detectives. They bag eggs like the 12 precious pieces of cargo they are. So let Instacart shoppers overthink your groceries so that you can overthink what you'll wear on that third date. Download the Instacart app to get free delivery on your first three orders while supplies last. Minimum $10 per order. Additional terms apply.
Live from the 916, it's the Wake Up Call.
On 106.5, The End.
The End.
If you're somebody who loves 90 Day Fiancé, you're nothing compared to Katie. And Katie assures me that there is something happening in the 90 Day Fiancé world that will stun people.
You don't even need to like 90 Day Fiancé. You just need to listen. So there is a guy from several seasons ago named Jesse Meester, and he was dating an American named Darcy, who is cuckoo LaRue, and she has gone on to get her own show, like a spinoff show. She's one of the more tragic characters on TLC, if you can imagine that. Jesse is a good-looking young guy from Amsterdam, real built, total a-hole. Well, 90 Day Fiancé, all of the 90 Day Fiancé.
He's an a-hole?
Oh, yeah.
Okay.
Oh, yeah. All the 90 Day Fiancé Instagrams blew up yesterday because Joe Exotic, of all people, who is in prison for trying to murder Carol Baskin, mm-hmm. Let's just be clear, posted a shirtless, wet picture of Jesse from 90 Day Fiancé. And I'm going to read it to you because this is just a collab that I never saw coming. From Joe Exotic, meet my amazing friend Jesse Meester, actor, model, so much more. You will see him around on my stuff more and more as he's going to help me. And this is where I need everybody to strap in. Get a voice to the White House for President Biden to sign my pardon before November of this year.
Wow. I did not.
Wow is the right word, I think.
Does he have a connection with the government?
Oh, no. 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 Gavin, no.
Is he gay?
No.
He's not gay.
Well, no. Remember, I just told you he was on 90 Day Fiancé.
I know, but that's. Or is he bisexual? Is he bisexual?
No. And then he went on to date another 90 Day Fiancé star.
Okay. Okay. I don't.
Okay. So
there's a lot to unpack.
There is a lot to unpack.
So he is from Amsterdam.
Yes.
And he is going to get the voice to the White House.
Yes.
Do we know how?
No.
Okay. So then as a 90.
And guess what? I have to tell you something. Neither does he.
Okay. So as a 90 Day Fiancé fan.
Yes.
How do you think he's going to get a word to the White House?
So here's the thing about Jesse. Jesse is absolutely a con man. And he does things like convinces people to give him money and then men show up and he teaches them how to be a good man. Okay? Oh. And he goes on like these press tours, but he's doing literally nothing.
Okay.
So I'm sure he somehow got in front of Joe Exotic's people and convinced them I can absolutely, if anybody can do it, it's me. And Joe Exotic is.
But why? What's in it for him?
For Jesse?
Yeah. He's not in prison.
No.
He's already got some kind of fame. You know who he is.
Yeah.
Okay. So what is in this for him?
I don't know that anything is in it as much as it just makes him, like, he loves believing he can do anything. He loves believing.
How about find a wife?
Oh, he cannot do that. He cannot
if he
do
needs
that.
A if he needs a side project.
He yeah, I mean, or marry Joe Exotic. I can't believe I'm gonna say this. It doesn't seem like Joe Exotic is a stupid person.
What makes you think that?
I don't know.
Okay.
At least he's not so stupid to think, yes, former reality star, you definitely can get the ear of the President of the United States. Like,
I think Joe Exotic is just desperate. I think he's tired of being in prison. And he's been trying to get out of prison since the day he got into prison. Not, I mean, of course everybody does, but he's been doing it publicly. He's been doing it the entire time the pandemic's been going on.
That's true.
He didn't get to enjoy any of the fame that he got.
That's true. That's true.
Yeah. So he knows he's famous. Remember when his whole thing was he was trying to get compassionate release because he was dying of herpes or something like that?
No, I don't remember that.
I might be combining two stories into one, but he's been trying everything. He's been throwing. There are pictures of Joe Exotic with him wearing Make America Great Again hats because he was trying to get Trump to do it.
If I had to guess, there aren't a lot of people knocking on Joe Exotic's door trying to get him pardoned right now.
Well, it's a jail cell.
Okay. Too soon.
Clanking a metal cup, I guess. Time to get up. Time to wake up, Joey.
Shaking a bone trying to get that dog to bring you the keys.
Yeah, he's not on Pirates of the Caribbean, but I see what you're saying.
Okay, so I would imagine Jesse Meester from 90 Day Fiancé is one of the last living souls willing to help Joe.
And you know what? I'm here for it. We'll see where this road takes us.
By the way, I can't believe I forgot to tell everybody. You can text the word Joe to 73389 to see this picture. It's Jesse in a pool, shirtless, posing, and wet.
And that's going to get him to the White House.
All the way to the top.
All right. That's wonderful.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance, too, with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
Calling all pop culture enthusiasts.
Are you obsessed with all things celebrity?
Do you live for the drama, the laughs, and the unexpected moments that unfold on social media?
Then you're going to want to tune in to the Comments by Celebs podcast.
Join us three times a week as we deep dive into every aspect of pop culture.
Whether it's dissecting the latest trends or just chatting about your favorite celebs, Comments by Celebs has you covered.
We have new episodes out every week. Follow and listen to Comments by Celebs on the free Odyssey app or wherever you get your podcasts.